Before World War I, the world had a sense of foreboding. There was unprecedented prosperity, but there was also tremendous unrest, and the world powers were involved in a totally mad arms race. Alliance systems had been created that would cause war to go off automatically if erroneous decisions were made. So it was a great time of foreboding. And the Germans had this term called Der Tag, the day. The day was coming when some of the great foreign policy geniuses would screw things up and trigger a global war. Now, the foreign policy experts assured everybody they had everything under control. Yes, sirree. They, you know, of course war would be a disaster. Of course. And of course there were reasons for concern by the perpetual war scares and so on. But don't worry. Just go back to sleep, everybody. Everything's okay. Well, everything wasn't okay. And war broke out, and we won't go over the guilt or innocence of who started World War I in this lecture, but war broke out, and it turned into the greatest disaster that ever occurred so far in history. So, sitting around doing nothing and just accepting what the political leaders did turned out to be not a very good decision. Now, in today's world, we have, unfortunately, a series of Der Tags. We have the economic Der Tag of the ever-increasing debt bubble around the world. You don't have to be an economist to figure out this isn't going to end well. You don't have to be an economic expert to figure out that losing $1 trillion a year, as the U.S. government is doing, cannot go on indefinitely. Honest, it really can't. Really, 2 plus 2 really does equal 4. It really does. The U.S. economy cannot go on losing hundreds of billions of dollars of losses in its international payments and international trade. But wait a minute, isn't Trump doing something about it? He's finally dealing. Well, actually, under Trump, the trade deficit is growing. Now, we'll let somebody else figure out whether his policies are going to work, but so far, he's making things worse, not better. So that's what's happening in the real world. Now, the biggest Der Tag is the global environmental situation. It's the global climate change situation. And this is already happening. Now, you can sit and watch all this. You can say, well, I probably can't do anything about it. Maybe you can't. But here's the reality of the situation. Doing nothing is a 100% certainty for being annihilated. Well, maybe you can say for yourself, maybe it's not going to happen now. I mean, maybe it's 50 years away. Well, don't count on that. So, And young Greta Thunberg from Sweden put the moral agenda on that very clearly. You claim to love your children, but you're willing to destroy their future right in front of their eyes. That nails it right there on that argument. So you don't have a choice about becoming active. Now, what do we mean by becoming active? There are people out there who are offering constructive solutions. We would bring people's attention to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Now, some people will say, well, I don't agree with everything they're doing. Maybe you don't, but they are the presidential candidates in the lead who have some kind of solution that might have a chance of working. So again, you are going to do nothing or you are going to do something. On a macro level, on a metapolitical theoretical level, there's still a larger issue. Some people say, well, we just should stick with democracy no matter what. Well, here's the deal. Obviously, there are positive aspects to democracy. However, democracy is not a religion. It's not a political equivalent of the Jim Jones suicide cult, okay? It's not. Just because people vote for something doesn't mean it's right. Extreme examples are in the various ethnic and racial genocides in the modern world. If 60% of the people vote to kill 40% of the people in their own country, that's not okay. Just because people vote for something criminal doesn't mean it's good. So democracy is not the end result. The solutions are going to be what works. As we've said, hopefully democracy works, but it's very important to get your head straight and realize that democracy is not an end in itself. No, it is not. It is not an end in itself. So you do something. What you do may fail. It may not work. But doing nothing is a virtual 100% certainty of being annihilated. So you have to do something, and you have to be willing to adopt extremely drastic tactics to deal with the crisis. The likelihood is that the systems that we currently have, capitalism, democracy, these systems are likely to collapse before they get reformed. And out of the ashes of all this will come what has always come, the emergence of the emperors, the emergence of dictators. Even in ancient Rome, in a crisis, they would appoint a dictator. So you have to be thinking creatively about what's to come. The momentum is here. Change is coming. Regardless of what you do, your life is going to be changed. You sit and look at your cell phone, and you see the Amazon on fire. And you see all the environmental nightmares that are being unleashed, and you think, well, somehow it's not going to affect me, or there's nothing I can do. Wrong on both counts. And you can do something. What you do may fail, but it is the only hope that you have. In all of us is a life force, and that is something you need to tune into as the crisis unfolds. There's not going to be a new safe neutral ground. There isn't. What's coming is coming for you. So think that one through and go out and take action.